Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, I'm bad, 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 bad. I'm nationwide.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about our good friend Grace Marie Turner being back on the show. Grace Marie, folks, is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. The very first policy issue that I really started focusing on and haven't stopped focusing on in over 16 years was healthcare. Healthcare reform primarily, some kind of healthcare reform that made sense for regular folks and for small business owners. And nobody knows more about that than our good friend Grace Marie. And she's been joining me ever since then. For more than 16 years, Grace Marie has been working so hard for folks like you and me to try to get some kind of reform going. But it's been rough. It's been tough. And we've wound up with something that's not doesn't make any sense, which is Obamacare. And Grace Marie here is here to talk to us about what you and I have, what's going on right now and what we have to look forward to, so to speak, between now and the end of the year. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute, and she's one of your best friends, whether you know it or not. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you. And yes, you're right. This unfolding saga of healthcare reform, you know, it just can't get it right when the federal government decides that it's going to try to solve all the problems. The marketplace has to solve the problems. Consumers, doctors, and patients. There's a new study
That's really not complicated, is it?
It's not. But politicians have gotten their hands on this and now control half.
What you just said is not complicated, but here's the problem. Politicians can't control it. They didn't like that.
That's right. That's exactly right. Same thing with energy. Same thing with the environment. You know, that's
we've allowed this to happen, Grace Marie. And as de Tocqueville said, people get the government they deserve.
Well, I think, though, that there's really a new awakening, Jim. Daniel Yankelevich, who was a wonderful pollster, who made his a name for himself in the 1980s by talking about the processes through which people make decisions, so the electorate makes decisions. Mm-hmm. And they go from sort of the wishful utopia to being mad at people that they can't everything they have they want until finally acceptance. Well, unfortunately, Obamacare was passed during the period of wistful utopia. You can have it all. We can cover for everybody. We can reduce the deficit. We can lower health care costs. Kumbaya, and everybody will be
happy. Bend the curve. And that was what they were going to do. They bent the cost curve, all right.
And you can keep your health insurance if you like your health insurance. You can keep your health insurance. All of those, what we now know, false promises. And they knew at the time there was no way they could do all
they
that.
Did. They lied. They lied, Grace Marie.
They did, Jim. And now, but the Americans...
Let's call it what it is. Let's take the gloves off. Let's quit playing pity pat. They lied.
But now the American people are onto it. They are smarter. They are not going to put up with that again. And they are not going to believe a lot of empty promises. So if, in fact...
Where's the evidence? Where's the evidence of that, Grace Marie? I'm going to challenge you a little bit. I know you know this, but give us... We want to know the evidence. There are people out there saying, oh, Lord, I pray she's right.
Let me tell you about the people who are calling members of Congress in tears because their hours have been cut from 40-hour full-time jobs to 25 hours because of Obamacare.
Single mothers.
Yes.
This is happening.
Now having to take two or three jobs.
Yeah, and so let me ask you a question. Where's the compassion in that, Grace Marie?
Absolutely right. And I mean, what's happening with vulnerable Americans who are on Medicaid, who now have to compete with millions more people for the few appointments with doctors. Let's talk about senior citizens who get it. reason they're having trouble finding a doctor to see them is because of $716 billion in cuts to Medicare. I mean, people may not understand
And all that money you said came out of Medicare, that's to pay for a dysfunctional health care, so-called
all
reform.
All the new Obamacare subsidies, yes.
Yeah.
And so people are finding out, and we've been doing some focus groups, Jim, with independent women, half voted for Obama, half voted for Romney in the last election. Over across the board, they get it, that they are personally harmed by this law. So there really is a new awakening with the American people understanding that this law is affecting their lives in a negative way, and that is why it gets more unpopular by the day.
Well, and even though it's been dormant, it seems like it's been a little bit dormant the last few months. It's because the other shoe hasn't dropped yet. When we come back after these messages, we're going to have Grace Marie tell us what that's going to look like coming up the rest of this year for small business owners.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.